USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
About 100 people fishing on a frozen lake in northern Minnesota were rescued after a large chunk of ice broke off, leaving them roughly 90 feet away from land on Monday. Rescuers made a temporary bridge on the upper Red Lake, and no one was hurt. Representative Donald McEachin, the Democrat from Virginia, died Monday from complications due to rectal cancer. He was 61. McEachin's House seat will remain vacant until Governor Glenn Youngkin schedules a special election to replace him. Russia and the United States put off a new round of talks under the New START treaty this week that would have been the first arms reduction talks since the Russian invasion of Ukraine in February. Russia's foreign minister said they will meet at a later date and gave no reason for the delay. The hurricane season of 2022 was quite a doozy. Katie Lewis from our Midwest Bureau reports.
The Atlantic hurricane season ends Wednesday. There were three early storms and then no named storms between July 3rd and August 21st, the first time that's happened since the 1940s. Then things blew up with seven storms forming in September and November, bringing activity to near normal levels. One of the most powerful hurricanes to strike the U.S. in decades happened in late September when Hurricane Ian hit Florida as a Category 4 storm. It left nearly 150 people dead in Florida and several others in North Carolina and Virginia.
Protests against China's stringent COVID regime failed to take place Monday night as authorities deployed a heavy police presence in the capital and other major cities to deter a repeat of the weekend demonstrations. Beijing, Shanghai, and elsewhere, crowds largely stayed away despite plans to gather disseminated on social media. SpaceX will launch from Florida about 3:40 Wednesday morning. They're sending a Japanese moon lander to Luna. USA Radio News.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
The White House press secretary appears to be unaware of much regarding Nobel Peace Prizes. Victoria Idoni has more from the nation's capital.
On Monday, President Biden hosted this year's American Nobel Prize winners for a congratulatory visit. That was followed by Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre announcing the news, which became the story.
Today, President Biden met with three U.S. winners of the 2022 Nobel Prize, Dr. Caroline Bertozzi, who won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry, Dr. John Clauser, who won the Nobel Prize in Physics, and Dr. Douglas Diamond, who won the Nobel Prize in Economic Sciences.
From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Some Americans are still trying to get home after bad weather forced thousands of flight delays over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, and storms forecast for Tuesday threaten even more travel woes. Tornadoes are forecast for regions between northern Louisiana and southwest Tennessee today, and folks in Arkansas, Louisiana, Tennessee, and Mississippi should remain on high alert for tornadoes. Well, it's like deja vu all over again, but this time it's soccer. The United States and Iran have just hit the pitch in the Middle East in their quest for the World Cup. The United States are heavy underdogs, just like we like it. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.